Number 43, enemy accumulation. Comes from a little quote. I have it right here as I make this tape that I have in my bedroom. It says, friends may come and go through life. Enemies accumulate. Friends may come and go through life, but enemies accumulate. I promise you, the people you had as friends 15 or 20 years, most of them are gone, aren't they? But if you had an enemy in your life 15 years ago and that hasn't been resolved, you still have an enemy. I've sat in committees or board members where somebody had been the enemy of someone else, and their name came up for some recommendation or for something, and that very person, someone would say, hey, I got a real problem with that name. I don't want to go into the details, but a number of years ago, there was a real problem, and I can't really accept the fact that he ought to serve on that board or that committee or in that position. And that person, boom, is kind of sort of blackballed, you may call. Now, I don't mean enemies in the sense that a Christian cannot really have it. I mean enemies in the sense that because of something that's unresolved out of the past, some problem that's never been resolved, a person holds something out against you. That's called a grudge, and that's wrong, but you can only solve your end of it. And if someone's holding a grudge against you and you know about it, they would call themselves an enemy. You've got to make it right. And let me give you some suggestions. Number one, you need to make peace. You know, like Matthew 5 says right in the Sermon on the Mount. It says, leave your gift before the altar and go make it right with your brother that has something against you. I know of one young man who had a problem with his superior in the church. Happened to be a district superintendent, and he was a pastor. And boy, he went to a meeting that I was at and talked about some of these things. And he went back to that district superintendent. He says, I want to ask your forgiveness. I haven't been on board. I haven't been playing team ball with you. I've been fussing against things and criticizing you, and I want to ask your forgiveness. The DS knew about it. This guy had given him problems all along. He's about ready to bounce the guy out, probably. He says, I want to ask your forgiveness. He made it right with that guy, and it's exciting now. If you knew, if I said the name, many people would recognize. There's a guy that went on to make a great name for the Lord because of what he did. But he had to learn to make peace on the front end. So go make peace. If there's somebody has ought against you, you need to go make peace with them. Now, if they won't give you peace, if they won't give you forgiveness, you've done your part, and you can move on and just do what you can. But in many cases, that person will grant you that forgiveness or grant you. And sure, they were wrong too. But you're just saying, look, there's something between us, and I want to do my best to resolve what's between us. We may never come to agree on this issue, but I want our relationship to be right. And I want you and I to love each other as Christians, though we never have come to agreement on this other issue, or even do we agree about who was right and wrong in that instance. But brother, I want our personal relationship to not be broken. Second thing, you need to learn to keep peace. It's worth it. Keep your kind of list short so that things don't blow up and get worse. Keep that list short so that it's not long before you've already made things right. You can make it right the same day and say, hey, I'm sorry what I said to you. That was a sharp retort that I said to you just an hour ago or just 10 minutes ago. I'm really sorry about that. Would you forgive me for that? I really have to ask your forgiveness. See, just a simple thing like that. Keep your kind of list short so you don't have to do it. It's much easier to make it right soon. And the final thing I would say is never, it's a rule of my life, the keel of my ship, never, ever break a relationship. You might argue, you might differ, you might challenge another person, you might disagree, you might debate, but never, ever break a relationship. Never, ever break a relationship. You might never come to agreement, but you don't have to break that relationship.